You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as we all know, the devil always comes to collect, just like Uncle Sam. Now, this article from MarketWatch was published on the 28th of April. Biden says he won't cancel $50,000 in student loans per borrower, but promises plan on debt forgiveness, quote unquote, in the next couple of weeks. Well, well, well. Are we really surprised at this point? Now, for all of the non-black leftists out there who honestly thought that the Democrats were going to keep their promise, I'm about to say something real gully right now. And guess what? I mean this from the bottom of my cold, dark heart. Welcome to the black community. Now, what do I mean by that? When you look at Democrat-controlled black communities, what do you see? Nothing more than empty promises. Scratch that. Empty, broken promises. Oh, the lip service is great. The lip service is fantastic. The Democrats have mastered that. However, what they've done is that they've used human laziness to their advantage, human victimhood to their advantage. See, when you look at the Democratic Party and you look at the Republicans, it's like literally the Democratic Party is the party of women, and the Republican Party is the party of men. Men want to get the work done. Women want to sit around and bitch about everything and look for a fucking handout. But I don't want to stray too far from the topic. President Joe Biden and his spokeswoman on Thursday offered an update on the Biden administration's next steps with student loans, a day after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the New York Democrat, suggested the president was getting closer to canceling up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. Once again, you got to love the lip service that the Democrats provide just so they can get their votes. Once again, it is so ironic. All the information is available to everybody via their smartphones, but yet, as long as you can pull at a heartstring, you can get people swayed in the direction that you want them to go. Hey, tell them what they want to hear. Just like the black community, and in particular, black women, tell them what they want to hear, and they will pad your pockets. Anyway, quote unquote, I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness. And I'll have an answer on that in the next couple of weeks, Biden told reporters at the White House as he responded to questions following a speech on additional aid for Ukraine. Now, I say this from the bottom of my cold, dark heart, too. Fuck Ukraine. seriously, fuck Ukraine. Now, I've had a few Mexican friends of mine tell me about the Ukrainians at the southern border down in San Diego and at San Ysidro. And yeah, they are pissed. Yeah, they are pissed at that situation down there. But once again, another topic for another time. Forgiving up to $50,000 in student debt per borrower would cost $904 billion and would forgive the full balance for 79% of the 37.9 million federal borrowers, according to recent estimates from the New York Federal Reserve. Do these people honestly think that Big Daddy government is just going to wipe out that much money? Are you kidding me? Why am I even surprised on this? But anyway, adding a household income limit of $75,000 would cut the total cost of a $50,000 forgiveness policy to $507 billion. And having that same income limit but forgiving a max of $10,000 per borrower would cost $182 billion, the New York Fed reckons. Oh, what they're trying to do is they're trying to lower it, quote unquote, but they're still going to make it all back with the interest that is accumulated. But hey, I'm not an economist. I'm just a regular ass dude who uses something that most people do not use. And what is that? Common damn sense. Remember, gents, common sense is a flower that does not grow in everybody's garden. But anyway, Biden is considering income limits for loan forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psycho Psaki told reporters after the president's remarks. Quote unquote, he has talked in the past about how he doesn't believe that millionaires and billionaires obviously should benefit, or even people from the highest incomes, she said. Ironic, though. When you look at the Biden family, they're millionaires. But anyway. So that's certainly something he will be looking at, she said at a briefing referring to means testing. Psycho Psaki declined to give an upper limit for the loan amount that might be forgiven. Now let's jump down and see what the other side had to say about this. Republicans and some analysts have cast Biden's moves with student loans as a midterm elections gambit. As I stated before, lip service for votes. Welcome to the black community. Quote unquote, desperate polls call for desperate measures, said Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah in a tweet on Monday. Oh, he hits the nail on the head with what he's about to say next. Quote unquote, other bribes, suggestions, forgive auto loans, forgive credit card debt, forgive mortgages, and put a wealth tax on the super rich to pay for it all. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, that right there. Oh, that right there. He's correct, though. Anything that could be dangled as a carrot to get those votes. The Democrats are not far from doing. When asked about Romney's criticism, Psycho Psaki said Biden's view is that, quote unquote, as the leader of this country, what he needs to do is continue to provide relief to people who need it the most. Blah, 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 blah. More lip service. More lip service. That's it in a nutshell. But I'm going to go ahead and end this article because we all know what it is. We all know. Nothing more than lip service to get people to vote for them. And I'm going to reiterate, I find it so ironic that we live in such a technologically advanced age and era where we all have the information readily available, but yet we still fall for the same traps. Hey, it is what it is. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. But one thing that won't go out is the fact that you still owe Big Daddy government via student loans. And guess what? No matter who you vote in, that debt will not be wiped away. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.